Today's scripture is Romans chapter 9, verses from 1 to 3. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of more than 2,600 branch churches in USA, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, the Netherlands, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, and other African countries, along with China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Mongolia, and Egypt, and the branch churches and local sanctuaries in Korea, and the members who are attending the service through the satellite and on the internet and all the TV viewers. This time, it's the 10th session of goodness. Today, I will preach the second part of goodness of Apostle Paul. The first goodness of Apostle Paul was that his gratitude for the place, for the grace of the Lord was steadfast and unchanging in any circumstances. The severe hardships and the persecutions he suffered, the stronger the aroma his thanks to the Lord became. While he and Silas were preaching the gospel at Philippi, they were stripped down and severely beaten with rods, and they were thrown into prison. There, they sang praises to God. Just imagine yourself being stripped down and beaten up, and then you were thrown into prison, tied in chains. Then what would you do before God? Would you be able to praise song and be thankful? I'm in the prison. I was beaten up. I was stripped down. But you are with us, so I thank you. Please be with us. Please feel the grace. Would you say that in your prayer? Or would you say, why do you give me these hardships? Why do you give me these kind of difficulties? What would you do? He did not offer songs of sorrow, but only songs that was full of joy and thanks. Under severe hardships, his joyous and thankful songs, overflowing from within his heart, could move the heart of God. In Acts 16:26, suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer, who saw this shocking scene, accepted the gospel, repented of his sins, and gained salvation. Then, he and his household formed the foundation of the Philippi church. This devotion of the Apostle Paul caused countless Gentiles to be saved. His responsibility as an apostle for the Gentiles had never cooled down. He had never shrunken until he fulfilled his task, and he had not considered his duty as a difficult one at all. At the shipwrecked time, he had to lean on a piece of wood board in the cold and dark seawater all day and all night. He was never scared or frustrated, but at that moment, he thought of the heart of our Father God as broad as the sea and him as the Lord. That's why our Father God was willing to exalt him to a glorious position. When I speak about the goodness of the Apostle Paul, I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that your heart will be filled with the purest goodness that touches the heart of our Father God. Dear brothers and sisters, the second goodness of the Apostle Paul was that he loved souls with the heart of our Lord, and he was even willing to sacrifice his life for those who persecuted him. He who really loves the Lord comes to love souls like the Lord does. That's because he realizes from the bottom of his heart that Jesus came down to the earth and was crucified to save us, the sinners. While Jesus was hung on a cross, he prayed for those who crucified him, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And he said, "I am thirsty," and revealed his earnest desire for saving souls. So, if we truly love the Lord, we will take pity and mercy on the souls who are running toward death because of their sins. The Apostle Paul's love for those souls was so great that he confessed in Philippians 1:8, "God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus." I've watched the last 2 weeks of repenting weeks, and my desk was filled with the letters which you wrote for the repentance. All the letters were written in very detail. Sometimes some letters are like 10 pages long. It, you know, usually takes more than an hour just to read 3 or 4 letters. Whenever I have some time, I read those letters. But the letters keep piling up. Whenever I read a letter, I always put my hands and pray for them. Last year, somebody committed a sin, and a year later, he committed a sin again. How can I understand that? Even if some high-rank workers have been committing that kind of sin, how can I understand that? The servants of the Lord in the branch churches, the Levites, and the elders, some of them haven't repented yet. I know that still some of you are hiding a sin which leads to death. All I want for them is that they repent and turn away from the way to the death. I will tell you again, think of Apostle Paul, think of all the people of God. They've been beaten so many times, but they risked their own lives only for the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not spit on the face of Father God. Never. Do not repeat it. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. Just as Jesus had mercy on sinners while he was suffering from severe pains on the cross, the Apostle Paul was not concerned about himself when he suffered from hardships and tough persecutions. Rather, Paul was concerned about the churches founded in the name of the Lord and their members, and he prayed for them always. His heart for them is well described in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak? And I do not feel weak. Who is led into sin? I do not inwardly burn. Then, pastors and church workers, what did you think of when something wrong happened to you and your family? Please check whether your mind was concerned about you and your family, and neglected taking care of the members. Have you neglected taking care of members with a more uncomfortable mind when something wrong happened to you, family, than when the same occurred to your members? Then it tells that you have loved yourself and your family more than the Lord and the souls that the Lord bought with payment of His blood. You are seeking more of your own benefit. You should realize that how precious those souls are. You love worldly things more than the spiritual things. When God called me as His servant, He gave me the following words: I have refined you 3 years, so now arm yourself with the word of God 3 years. You have loved me more than your parents, brothers, wife, and children. Let out your store and go my way. Let your wife manage the store. It was the 3 years of refinement. After the 3 years of repentance, I could come to the Holy Spirit. Right after that, I could listen to the Holy Spirit, and the power of God was revealing from that time on. Thus I became a servant of the Lord, and since the founding of this church to this day, I have lived only for the glory of Father God and the souls that God had asked me to take care of. The president of the Mammon Prayer Center knows about this. I always lived only for the glory of Father God. Whenever I have some time, I prayed and I stayed with the members of my church. I never had time with my family and all the relatives who live in Seoul. I did everything only for my Father God. I wish all church members could live a healthy and blessed life and try to lay down everything I had for them. The president of the Mammon Prayer Center called herself a lady who was forgotten. But all the workers for the Mammon Prayer Center had pity on me. And the church was not that blessed that time. So in winter time, in church time, in winter time, whenever there was no heating, there was no blankets, there was just I just spent all night there. I always prepare the script for the summons. I just did it to receive the revelations from God and to communicate with God. I used to lead the early morning service. I couldn't sleep well, but I woke up even in cold winter time. There was no heating. There is no heater. Just small enough for me to lie down. I spent many nights there without my family, just to communicate with God.
예배가 끝나면 봉고로 저를 태워다 기도원에 내려놓으면 봉고는 다시 교회를 위해서 돌아가지. 뭐 제가 내려올 금요일날 되면 다시 봉고 와서 저를 실어 가지요. 예를 들어 조치원에 다닐 때는 거기서는 기차를 타고 영등포에 내리면 봉고차가 영등포에 대기하고 있다가 저를 싣고 교회로 오고 또 기차를 타고 가고 그럼 기차에서 조치원 내려서 또 걸어가기는 좀 머니까.
The old time stories, but when my praying place was far from the church, some of the members gave me the drive, which is far away from the church. Sometimes I had to walk, sometimes I had to take a ship. Sometimes I had to take train because there wasn't enough because the church was not firmly stood up financially. So I had to manage it all by myself. Sometimes I had to get to my praying place, I had to cross the river. And then because it was so early in the morning, I had to take my own boat.
그렇게 이제 여름이 돼서 그렇게 비가 많이 와서 한강 흐를 때는 혼자 그 노를 지어서 건너기가 쉽지 않습니다.
And it's not easy to cross over the river.
저와 교대로 하고 그렇게 해서 노를 지어서 내립니다. 그리고 또 짐을 봉고에 싣고 또 교회로 오다가 여름에 수련회가 있어서 뭐 우리
Sometimes there is sometimes the Han River floods over.
그리고 교회로
still. I made a habit of going there. I've been doing it. I've done that for like more than 3 years.
But I didn't
think it's too difficult because I was so pleased to receive the revelation from our Father God. Our Father God was explaining all the small things on the Bible so that I could understand the whole meaning of the Bible. So I was so grateful. I was so thankful. So whenever I think of Apostle Paul, I always cry. Because I feel that I am much better position than Apostle Paul because I've never beaten up, I've never thrown into prison. some elder told me that when there was an MBC incident, the elder is the presence of big hotel in Jeju-do. So he used all the connections to figure out if I would go into prison or not. The elder is coming this week's Friday service, but anyway, when he called out some lawyers also or some high rank officials to figure out what would happen to me. And they figured out that the lawyers and the attorneys ran all kinds of investigations, but there was nothing they could accuse me of. And he heard that most of them wondered, how could I manage this big church without saving any wealth for myself? So the elder was very pleased when he heard that. And he could not find anything I did something wrong about. So they came to the conclusion that they didn't need to investigate anything on me. And so the elder was so pleased. Just the way the Apostle Paul said, who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? When I saw a member ill, I felt the same pain as his. So I more earnestly prayed for the sick, and then God the Father healed them of any kind of incurable diseases. When they sinned, I repented and lamented instead of them, and asked for God's forgiveness. I didn't ask God to forgive them of their sins, but said to God, Father, it's my fault. They sinned because I did not teach them properly. And last week, Father God told me not to pray like this. Was it 2 weeks ago? I cannot remember correctly. But God told me not to pray that I didn't teach them properly. Because you taught them correctly, and they didn't obey you. So don't ever pray that you didn't teach them properly. So Father God listened to my prayer and gave them the chance of their repentance, even if it's hard for them to be forgiven. When I asked God for those who committed severe sins and could not receive God's mercy, my heart and body had to suffer from unbearable pains. My heart melted like burning candles, and my energy flowed out of my body when I prayed for them with all my sincerity. So I had big difficulty in standing. Sometimes I had to fight against the intolerable conversion. In that situation, I felt great pain in my heart because of church members than the pain on my body. How painful and lamentable the Apostle Paul felt when church members acted against the will of God. So he confessed in Philippians 3:18, For as I have often told you before, and say again even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I told you that I have only 1,100,000 in my savings account when they ran the investigation on me. In the era of 1998. But now, it's different. I changed my mind. Whenever the church is in trouble, I have to save my church and the members. So I changed my mind. So it's different now. That's why he traveled around every church and did not stop admonishing them day and night with tears so that they could live in the truth of the gospel. He did all this because he loved the soul so much, whom our Lord bought with the payment of his blood. This fervent love of Paul was not limited to those who accepted the gospel. Those who accepted the gospel were in the border of salvation. The people who denied the gospel and the persecuted were not able to be saved. With the heart of the debtor, Paul always thought how he could lead those persecuting and denying people to salvation. This heart of Paul is well written in Romans chapter 9, verses from 1 to 3. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed. I know you have some sorrows and some big anguishes. I know sometimes you have some great pain on your heart. But compare Apostle Paul with you. The Apostle Paul could have painful situations in the worldly point of view. Apostle Paul is a citizen of Rome. He was born in a good family. But when he chose the way of Jesus Christ, he didn't discuss it with any member of his family. He thought he had to do it. So what was his sorrow? What was Apostle Paul's sorrow? It was for the righteousness and the kingdom of our Father God. But he didn't call it sorrow. He just prayed, and he was suffered from pain for the righteousness of Father God and the kingdom of our Father God. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. I'll say again, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. My own race here do not simply indicate his relatives. Paul, who used to be Pharisee, converted and became the apostle to the Gentiles. And he traveled around many areas to preach the way of salvation through Jesus Christ. But some Jews hated it severely and persecuted him. It's the same now. Whenever I went on a crusade outside, overseas, some of the Korean ministers in the foreign country try to block my mission. They sometimes plan the wicked scheme. It's like the Jews in the Apostle Paul's time. They followed and persecuted Paul wherever he went for the gospel. In Acts 23, verses 12 and 13, more than 40 Jews bound themselves with an oath, neither to eat nor to drink until they had killed Paul. I have more than those in every other countries. 저는 그분들 알지 못하고 I don't know them. I've never met them before. But I don't know why they are doing that.
사주 받는 사람들 보면 무엇 때문에 할 필요도 없죠. 구약이나 선지자들이나
In all times, new times, New Testament times, and Old Testament times, there are all the persecutors and all the obstacles who try to obstacle all the ways of Jesus Christ all the time. That's the world of fleshly thing. Paul wished he would be cursed and cut off from Christ if only those wicked people were saved. Because he accomplished the highest level of goodness to the point of laying down his own life for those who caused evils. Cutting off from the Christ means falling into hell. He did not confess it without knowing the horror of hell. The Apostle Paul understood hell more than anybody else. Nonetheless, he confessed that he could wish to fall into hell if only they could be saved. This tells us how great his love for the souls were. His heart resembled that of Jesus our Lord, who took the penalty of death for sinners to become the way of salvation for sinners. For this reason, God the Father was willing to love Paul and exalted him to honorable position in heaven. Because Apostle Paul had highest level of goodness, highest love toward God, highest love toward the churches. What if there is one who could love church congregations and our Father God more, then what would our Father God good give? The third goodness of Apostle Paul was that he gave all the glory to God, although he received power and revelations. God the Father recognized the faith of Paul and gave him great power. With the power God gave Paul, a born lame got up and walked, and Paul was never harmed when he was bitten by a viper. And God performed extraordinary miracles through Paul. So people put handkerchiefs and aprons on his body, and when they touched the sick people with them, the sick people were healed and evil spirits were cast out. Although Paul could perform this amazing power, he never became arrogant but gave all the glory to the Lord. So he confessed in 1 Corinthians 15:10, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." Paul was so humble and accomplished a pure and clean heart because he died every day. So he could have deep fellowship with God and experience many spiritual things. God let Paul see heaven and know heavenly rewards. His desire for the spiritual realm became more earnest to the bones. The more he desired to understand the spiritual realm, the more the Lord let Paul understand about the spiritual realm through revelations. Our Lord gave Paul revelations and let him know the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of heaven, and Melchizedek. The more he could understand the heart of our Father God through revealed spiritual messages, the stronger his love for the Father and the love became. The more and more you can understand the heart of our Father God, then the stronger your love for our Father will become. So whenever I see some people who is going the way of the wicked, I feel so sorry and I can't understand them. The Apostle Paul kept the spiritual words in his heart and told promising people these spiritual secrets to lead them to love the Lord more fervently. But he did not tell any story to those who couldn't understand those spiritual things because he had the ability to control himself in everything. Then, have you spread a secret to many people when you heard it? I know many of you here can see the spiritual things with your eyes open to the spiritual things. But be still and do not tell those things to anybody. Whenever you think that seeing those holy things can help your shepherd, or can your brothers and sisters be filled with the Holy Spirit and led them to a great way to salvation, then you can say it. But otherwise, just keep it to yourself. Keep quiet. God told me that there is no prophecies. There is no one who receives the revelations in our church. That's what our God told me. Sometimes some people come to me and say that they receive the revelations and they communicate with God. If you try really hard to sanctify yourself and try to end and be holy for many years, then you can receive God's revelation and you can communicate with God. Please, when you think you can communicate with God and get the revelation from our Father God, then come to me with the proof. Then I can test you. Many people here, even the children, can see the light of heaven. Many people can see that. So if you see it, don't say it to people. Seeing the light was the past thing already. That's the beginning level. Just think about the taekwondo. When they started, and when they acquired the yellow belt, blue belt, and red belt, they start to get arrogant. You know what? But when they get the black belt, they start to be humble. They do not make boast of themselves. The greater the level of their faith is, the more humble they become.
여러분이 본다 하면 그 보는 것이 내가 진정 참인가를 점검해
So if you see something, then please check with others or check if what you see is right.
주님이 오시고 어디 앉으시고 그럼 여러분이 보는 것이 다른 걸 밝히 보는 사람과 일치해야 된다 이 말입니다. 그럴 때
What you should be should accomplish.
한 번으로 안 됩니다. 그것도 두 번, 세 번 점검해서
What you see should comply with others who are acknowledged to see the real thing. So if you think you are able to, then come to me. The reason that I speak some revelations at the meetings or to some servants is because I want them to change through those revelations. I wish they keep the revelations in their mind and cultivate their hearts into spirit with those revelations. Differently from my intention, some people spread them to many people to boast themselves. I had the cases when I founded the church in the early time of this church. Because they didn't know about the truth. When their eyes are open, they made boast of themselves. But later on, some bad things was resulted from that. As I told you before, I think I explained it before. I'll give an example. A children was missing. A child was missing. And the mother was looking for a child. I gathered the people who had the special ability to see those things. So I asked them to see where we can find the child. And the person who could see those things told me that a child is somewhere over the bridge. A bridge, and then a child is crossing the bridge.
And the
parents went over to the bridge and waited for the child. So one of the parents is on this side of the bridge, and the other parent is on that side of the bridge. But the child was in the middle of the bridge and watching over. But the person who could see those things told me that the child went over the bridge. The person used his own thought. So anyway, they could find the child in the middle of the bridge. So whenever there is some person who can see the miracle things, start to use their own thought, then some bad things can happen. So I decide not to have this kind of not the kind of meeting. Do not boast yourselves for this. You have to use that ability to glorify our Father God. I've seen so many churches were completely scattered because of the person who say that they can foresee the things.
And
Whenever I see some people who say that I can foresee things, then I always ask them to come to me and I test them. I always make them not to boast themselves. In our church, there are many members who pray fervently, can see the things, who can foresee things. But they are the persons I allow them. Because I know that they are not the ones who make themselves, who make a boast out of themselves.
So
because of that, because I can see all the things clearly, there isn't any kind of incident because of those people. Differently from my intention, some people spread them to many people to boast themselves. They want to show off themselves, saying they have much spiritual knowledge and the favor of the shepherd. Sometimes I ask listeners to seal their mouth and about revelations, but some workers spread them here and there, although they are not allowed to do it. It tells how much they want to boast of themselves. Good-hearted people are not pompous of some spiritual knowledge they have gained. There was a lady who came from Canada and said that she could foresee all the things. We have that kind of persons. And then some undesirable things had happened before. Even if I weren't those. Good-hearted people are not pompous of some spiritual knowledge that they have gained. Just to save a soul. They use the power. But when wicked people gained spiritual knowledge, when they saw visions and when they heard the secrets of the spiritual realm, they take advantage of them to show off themselves. You have to remember that our Father God does not give knife to a small child. So, those special knowledge and the spiritual knowledge could not be given to just anybody. You have to realize that. Those special abilities are given only to the people who is sanctified. We have some people who can translate your tongue when you pray. I will open them in appropriate time. They try to show off themselves, expressing that they are favored by God that much and reach that much level of spirit.
If
If you want to have the ability to translate the praying tongue, then you have to check yourself that how many years you've tried to be holy and sanctified. Because that kind of ability cannot be given that easily. The ability of foresee, the ability of foretell, those abilities are given to very special people. Just look at those, our forefathers in our faith. They tried so hard to become the true children of our Father God. After that, they were given that kind of special ability. I'll give you a question. Last week,
어느 제자 중에 하나 이마가 기도 많이 해서 이마가 뭐 이렇게 살이 붙어서 헤어렇겠는데 그 분이 누구인가요? 자 제가 묻겠습니다.
I'll ask you, among those disciples of Jesus Christ, who had a very thick forehead because of praying so hard?
주님의 사랑받는 제자 요한이었다고 알고 있는 분 손 들어주세요.
If that person is John, please raise your hand.
네, 큰 100% 아닙니까? 99%. 예, 손 들지 않습니까? 저에게 편지로 보냈던 분 깨우쳐 보세요. 제 설교를 듣고 이마에 이런 분은 사도 요한인 줄 알았는데 이 베드로라고 말씀하시니 어쩐 일입니까? 무슨 의미가 있습니까? 편지 보낸 분들 다른 분은 다 사도 요한으로 알고 있지 않습니까? 그분은 초신자도 아닌데 어떻게 베드로를 알고 있습니까? 제가 베드로라고 했다 해도 그 다음에 세례요한인 것을 눈이 강조해서 알 수 있도록 말하지 아니해도 여러분 알지만 또 알 수 있도록 했던 것을 볼 수 있지 않습니까? 그런데 어떻게 설교를 어떻게 들을게?
So many people in this congregation understand that I said I said the disciple who had a thick forehead was the apostle John, not Peter. But some of you sent me a letter that are arguing that why I said the apostle who had a thick forehead was Peter. But I don't think I said that. Whatever they see with their spiritual eyes, they will be thankful to God the Father. They do not show off themselves, but try to change into spirit. If they heard deep and secret spiritual messages, they try their best to change into spirit with the words. The Apostle Paul was so humble that he did not say, I am greatly favored by God, receive deep revelations, and have this deep fellowship with God. That's because he produced the fruit of goodness, patience, and self-control. He did not say a single word to those who could not understand it, and they kept what he could say, lest anybody should stumble down. I'm just wondering why the workers told the secret to those who could not understand them. The workers of the church should realize that and remember that when you tell the secret and the spiritual messages to somebody, then you should be careful with them. They should be able to understand that. If you think they can understand it, then keep quiet. Don't tell it to them.
아, 그 말이 참이었던 것에 이제 회개합니다 하고 회개 보는 그 수년 동안 1년, 2년, 3년 고통받게 하는 장본인들이 여러분 중에 많이 있다는 얘기입니다. 나로 인해 상대가 힘들게 나로 인해 실족하는
Sometimes because of you
삼가에서 여러분들이 영의 말씀을 전해하는 것이
can fall into
전할 게 있고, 전할
trials 아니할 게 and hardships.
하는 것이지요.
depending on what kind of word you
use.
In the 2 Corinthians 12, 1, he said, he had been in heaven, I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. And in the following verses 5, I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. He wanted to plant the hope for heaven into the hearts of church members by letting them know this testimony about heaven, but had no desire to boast of himself. Paul knew enough, he could not realize such spiritual things on his own, because he knew he could understand many spiritual things through the work of the Holy Spirit. He had a special love for the Holy Spirit. He did not think he accomplished nothing by his own prayer, but recognized everything is possible with the work of the Holy Spirit. Have you so easily said that my prayer gives me this answer, or my heart is not controlled like that? In fact, any child of God should hear the Holy Spirit and be guided by Him. Please check whether or not you said those things to show off yourself as if you are a spiritually distinguished man. When you prayed for the sick with the handkerchief I had prayed on and testified to the healing of those sick people, what did you do? Did you completely glorify God, or did you want to reveal yourself no matter how little that kind of desire was? Good-hearted people never take the glory of God, but offer all the glory to Him. Rather, they feel thankful and sorry for being used as tools for His glory. So senior deacon is unagile. Lots of branch churches asked her to come to their churches. But she always goes to those churches only when I allow her to do. Whatever he does, she always tries to get the approval from me. Even a bus, even there is a bus to go outside of Seoul, then that bus should be allowed to go outside of Seoul by me, without my approval. Sometimes buses can be put into an accident. There was an accident. Some of the bus went to outside of Seoul without my approval, and the bus went into an accident to hit a boy. With my approval, you will be protected and guided by our Father God. But without it, you're out of the protection of our Father God. Whenever you go outside for evangelize the Gentiles, then you need to get my approval for that. Always. Whenever you gather, many of you gather to pray for me, still you need to get my approval to do that. If there's some meeting without my approval, then the whole organization of this church will be useless. When you do that without my approval, all the church members will feel sorry I feel sorrow for that. So please remember, they fully rely on God and have much more confidence because they understand and acknowledge those things do not come from their own ability. Good people may seem to be weak outwardly, but they are courageous and strong inwardly and spiritually. The Apostle Paul could perform great and extraordinary miracles after he had completely demolished self-righteousness. Pastor Chung Myung Oh in Africa, even if he made the handkerchief meeting with like 10,000 or 20,000 people gathered, he never made boast of himself. He always said that that kind of meeting could be possible because of me. Every week, he writes me a letter whenever he has that kind of crusade all the time. While there are some ministers overseas, don't send me a letter even once for a month. When they came to Korea to see me, they said they were sorry not to send me a letter, and they promised me to send me a letter next, but they haven't sent me a letter yet. But they were just liars. But Pastor Chung Myung Ho in Africa, even Pastor Chung Myung Ho was quite into a dilemma when he met the lady of Canada, Canadian lady, who says that she could foresee the future things. Even she was fasting 40 days, but she didn't stay still. She went to churches and churches to tell what God said to her. Some of the pastors listened to her and put into trouble. And she told those pastors that the Manmin Center would be set up in Canada. But when I heard this story, I asked Pastor Chung Myung Ho to come into my office, and I asked him something and explained something. When I said just a word, Pastor Chung Myung Ho just knelt down, and he said, Senior Pastor, I did it wrong. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I was listening to others than you. He repented with tears. I explained that the lady from Canada is not actually foresees. She foresees in her own thought. It's not given from our Father God. So Pastor Chung Myung-hong repented so much, and he said he would never do it again. Like this great servant of God, Pastor Chung Myung-hong, even he could listen to me carefully and repent. He just obeys whatever I say. He just obeys whatever our Father God says. He just puts complete trust on me. That's why our Father God can give him the great power. When he manifested amazing works of power, he confessed that power did not belong to him, but he was a mere passage of the power of the Father. The greater power he manifested, the more humble he became, and the more glory was offered to God. Our Father God searches for this kind of good person and gives him his power and various gifts. I hope all of you ministers, servants, and workers accomplish good heart and receive the power from God so that you will be preciously used. Dear brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:7, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." Paul confessed he was like a fragile jar of clay, but all-surpassing power of God came on him through the treasure, Jesus Christ. When God the Father explained to me about the Apostle Paul, he gave me an illustration of a big and deep vessel buried in the ground. The big and deep vessel buried in the ground. So the Godfather knew it. So he could pull it out and changed him. So from the day until he died, he just worked for our Father God, the kingdom of our Father God. That's why our Father God called him a big and deep vessel buried in the ground. A wonderful vessel seems worthless when buried in the ground, but after it is taken out and wiped and cleansed away, it becomes a valuable and available one. It is the same to Paul. God the Father saw his deep heart of chosen, and then refined him to make him a true apostle to the Gentiles. Until now, I have explained to you three reasons that he was chosen by God. First, he was unchanging and steadfast in giving thanks to the grace of the Lord. And second, is there any person who is living a Christian life for like 15 or 20 years and you have not changed at all? Is there any? If you are the one, then you are going to become a great vessel and God will surely use you. I'm just wondering how many are there. I believe those vessels are already revealed. Many people change their mind even if they have lived the true Christian lives for like 15 or 20 years. So please don't do that. Do not change your mind. try to have unchanging and upright heart. When you change your heart, all the rewards which was piling up in heaven is gone instantly. So don't ever make those silly things. And second, he loved souls with the heart of the Lord and even was ready to sacrifice his own life for those who persecuted him. Last, the third was, he received great power and revelations but gave all the glory to God. He proclaimed in the 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. I wish many of you fully resemble the goodness of the Apostle Paul and become strong ministers and servants of the Lord who can perform powerful works. May you fulfill the ministry of the Holy Spirit at the end of time and the world and greatly glorify God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Think of the message today and pray.
주여 감사합니다. 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도합니다. 아멘.
Okay, I will pray for the sick. Please put your hands on the sick part of your body. Hallelujah, Father God. Please lay your hands on us. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit and the most high power creations burn all the internal organs from head to toe, the bone, joints, nerves, and cells. Please, Father, work on us, respective of space and time. Please work on all the branch churches and sanctuaries with your sons and daughters who are attending the service through satellites and TV. I command in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, depart and loose the bindings of hell. Go away, the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Go away, his servants. Burn the origin of the every incurable diseases. Please burn all the germs with the Holy Spirit, with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Please cleanse them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the diseases go away. All the diseases go away. I command in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all the germs go away. Please be burned with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Father,
let them see well. Let them hear well. Let them speak. Put your hands on the sick part of your sons and daughters. Please bless them. Let the light shine on us. All the places where summer camps will be held, please protect those places. Please give them good weather. Please give your power to all the preachers and give your grace and mercy to all the attendants. Let them finish their summer camps with your grace. Bless the branch churches as well. Let the members of the branch churches gather to branch churches summer camps. Please protect all the transportations. Put your grace and power to all the meetings. Let all the attendants be blessed. Father, bless them. Let the light shine on them. Please be filled with the Holy Spirit. Please, Father, help them so everything goes well without any interruption in this week. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.